TFG has been worn down by lockdown measures. The retailer's headline earnings per share unraveled by close to 81%. That as lockdown kept people from malls and many closets closed as well. Now, while TFG did well in Australia and grew sales in South Africa in its last quarter, and that thanks to its purchase of discounter Jet, the group struggled in the UK, and that's seeing it take a non-cash impairment of 2.7 billion rand for its London business. CEO Anthony Thunstrom joins me now. Thanks so much, Anthony, for your time this evening. So COVID-19 has hit your operations hard across the board. How much of a trading back to normal are you starting to now see as restrictions ease and lockdowns abate?
Yeah, Alicia, we were hit pretty much for the whole of last year. If you look at our year end, it unfortunately coincided almost perfectly with the arrival of COVID. And we've had to trade with varying degrees of lockdown throughout our operations over the past 12 months. You're correct, the UK was definitely the hardest hit. We lost nearly 50% of our available trading hours. And I think it's actually remarkable given, 50% down in trade in the UK, between 13 and 15 in Australia and Africa, that we ended up only dropping approximately 7% in turnover. And you're right, Jet definitely helped there. I think it's been gratifying to see how quickly demand has come back. We issued a trading update for Q4 recently, and it was extremely positive. The UK started to reopen and lifted its restrictions on retail shopping. Unfortunately, after the year end, that happened on the 12th of April. We've started to reopen our stores on the back of that, and we've actually seen a lot of pent-up demand. We've got three different brands in the UK. One is more casual wear orientated, one more formal wear, smart wear for occasions, and one more professional work wear. The casual wear brand has come back the quickest, but the other two are tracking actually well ahead of our expectations and budget already.
All of that, Anthony, being said, something that you did highlight today is that, with the pressure you felt in the UK, it's now left long-term ramifications on TFG London's department store partners, and that reducing TFG London's projected future cash flows. So do you need to start changing tack on that end with exposure to a formal where having felt the pressure it has?
Yeah, we really do believe that the categories we're in will come back, and will come back quite strongly. The UK economy itself is set, I think, for a massive rebound. And I think it's going to take assuming that the vaccines continue to be rolled out in the UK, they've been very successful to date. And assuming that it actually does tame COVID, I think during the course of this year, we will see a strong recovery across the board for our brands. We've also started to find other routes to market. We've recently signed a deal with Marks & Spencer in the UK. Mm-hmm. They are now distributing our brands, which is a channel we didn't have previously. And we've made significant progress in growing what was already a very high online contribution in the UK. I think, as we all know, the UK is one of the most online countries in the world. And our brands in the UK are now roughly 60% online already. So I think, in terms of new channels and new directions, that's certainly where we'll push. What it ultimately ends up with is probably a smaller business going forward in terms of turnover in the UK, but one that probably will end up with better operating metrics, things like operating margin and profit margin.
How much of that translates to your local business, Anthony? Because even with TFG Africa having reported, 37% growth in the fourth quarter, it was boosted by your recent acquisition primarily of Jet. On a like-for-like sales basis, excluding Jet, we saw that increase a more tepid 11.2%, and suggesting that some of your well-known brands like Foschini, like American Swiss, are really struggling at this stage. In fact, a recent UBS Investment Bank research note that I came across saying that on local brands, Foschini did not resonate well with consumers, that the bank's more positive about cheaper casual wear stores, so the Fix, Markham as well. What's your response to that?
Yeah, look, I think we've got 21 brands in South Africa. We really only had two brands that had a significant smartwear contribution. Foschini had the biggest. And we made a very quick change during the course of the year and made it a lot more casual. And Markham had a small exposure to formal and smartwear, but almost insignificant in the scheme of things. So I think the beauty of the portfolio of brands that we've got is that for the last 4 or 5 years, we've actually been moving into more casual, more athleisure, more sports orientated. Those brands have all done incredibly well. And I think the Fashini brand, certainly going forward, is going to start picking up a lot more momentum. We've repositioned it, I think, quite significantly over the last 6 months. I think watch the space in the next 12 to 24 months.
As we watch that over the next 12 to 24 months, Anthony, what happens to your margins?
Yeah, our margins this year took a hammering, and the main reason for that was I think we took some very prudent and very conservative provisioning against any stock that was going to be seasonally affected by our lockdowns and an inability to trade and clear the stock. The good news for that is we've entered our new financial year with the freshest and cleanest stock that I can ever remember, and I think that sets us up for a strong recovery. I think, you know, the overall gross margin in South Africa will be somewhat diluted with the addition of Jet. Jet's a pure value player. Value trades at a lower gross margin in general. But that's really a product mix issue. I think other than that, we start getting back to historical gross margins quite quickly now.
Yeah. Are you seeing a buying opportunity in the market that you could leverage more off, like you're starting to see with Jet within your stable?
Yeah, I think there will be a number of opportunities that will probably come to the fore. I think if you look at the retail space even pre-COVID, there were a lot of things that were almost destined to come to market, and I think COVID's just accelerated that. I think coming from a slightly different angle, I think Jet also allows us to have an entry point into the value homeware space. We all know that anything to do with furniture or homewares has done incredibly well over the last 12 months. That's probably going to last for some time, even as we come out of COVID. We've never been in that value homeware space. Jet had quite a substantial business there. If you went back to 2015, 2016, they were doing about 2 billion rands worth of turnover a year just in homeware softs. We're busy relaunching that business at the moment within 345 Jet stores. And then during the course of this year, probably more in the second half, we'll start to roll out some test standalone Jet home stores. Not a lot in the first year, probably between 5 and 10, just to test optimal sizing and location strategy.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, let's leave it there for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, TFG CEO Anthony Van Strom.